find something out about you.
Doesn't matter if anyone. All right. Oh, fuck. I got like five. Oh, I know what I wanted to start with. All right. Pay attention to me, right? look at me in the eyes. Pay attention. I'm only going to ask you once, and you got to answer like this. I mean, not literally snapping, but you got to answer quick.
Yes, I will.
Ready?
Ready.
Donuts are 12 cents a dozen. How much is it for 100 donuts?
$120. $12. $100. $12. Wait. 12 times. 144 donuts.
No, don't try to be. You can't answer the question. Answer the question.
I already forgot what you said. 12 donuts are 12 cents a dozen, right?
Yes.
12 cents for a dozen donuts.
How much are 100 donuts?
How much are 100 donuts? 100. How much money?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me? 100 times 12 cents, $1.20. No, wait, $12. $12.
All right. So $12 is your answer.
Yes.
Okay. So if donuts are 12 cents, $12, 12 cents a dozen, that means they're a penny a piece, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So what I said, one cent. That's what I said.
You're an idiot.
I'm a math genius.
All right. I got another one. You want to do another one? You want to just get going?
No. Oh, no. Well, let's do another one. I'll show you how smart I am.
You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
This is going to seem far-fetched, but it's going to start off with you're in a marathon.
All right. Rolling down the street.
You're running a race. And you pass the person in second place. What place are you in now?
First.
You're an idiot. Try it again.
Yes. I passed the person in second place. If he's in second and I pass him, I'm in first.
Or
no, wait. No, wait. Wait. I just took over second place. Damn it.
All right.
12 donuts.
Anthony. You people are fucking requesting things for you to say.
All right. So
somebody would like you to say something about Alkaline Trio.
All I can say about Alkaline Trio, let's see. They did a cover of Metro, the Berlin song Metro, and it is fucking phenomenal. If you haven't heard it, look it up. And Matt Skiba did a solo album.
Nope.
He did a solo split album with Kevin Seconds, and it was really, really good. Check that out. Can't remember what it's called. Matt Skiba and Kevin Seconds split solo. Check it out. It's great. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. So we had a plethora of new, I think plethora is the right word, a couple.
A lot? A couple? Then plethora is not the right word.
Just want to say thanks to everybody signing up for our Patreon. We appreciate it. Just on our level of appreciation, if you sign up for $1, we appreciate it like way up here. But if you sign up for our $5, we appreciate that five times more.
At least five times more.
Do you even know where you can find that at?
Our Patreon?
Yeah.
Is it on the internet? I think it's at patreon.com/who's right.
You're fucking horrible at this. Horrible. No, try it again. Take two.
Go to your web browser in Internet Explorer.
That's enough. That's enough.
Type in HTTP.
And I did want to say, in all seriousness, those of you that are listening to the show and you're not subscribed to our Patreon, you are legally obligated to share our shit or subscribe to us on YouTube. It is by law.
Yeah, yeah. We talked to a lawyer. So we will be sending out letters if we find out that you're not subscribed to us on YouTube or a patron.
Last thing. What the fuck is it? There was,
I don't.
Oh, Spotify. I know we got a lot of people listening to us on Spotify now. There's a lot of episodes that we couldn't put on there. So if you go to whosrightpodcast.com, you can find probably an extra 60 episodes in our back catalog that we couldn't put up on Spotify.
You can tell them why or
no,
Oh, all right. Cool. We just didn't want to. How about that? We got an extra episode that we didn't want to put on Spotify.
Oh, fuck. Okay. What do we got going on here?
What do we got going on?
Yeah. What do we...
You're not making me bring it up. You're not backing me into that corner.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Oh. All right. Well, what do we got going on then?
Are you on? You got the board open?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to start with this.
Oh shit.
This story, because I know this is near and dear to you.
Okay.
The homeless people got with glasses, needing glasses or whatever.
Okay. How is that near and dear to me? Because I wear glasses or because I'm homeless?
You didn't read the story then?
No, you told me not to. You said, don't look at these.
Wow. I just didn't want you to see them two things that I was going to hit you with first thing. All right. So for 16 enough. Years, a Kentucky church member has been giving away prescription glasses to the poor. His program, Kendall Optometry Ministry, has become so successful it has helped thousands of people across 79 countries. But the state now says that the program is illegal and it wants Holland Kendall, the president of Kendall Optometry Ministry, to meet optical standards or close. Long story short, this guy is getting donated glasses. He has an optometrist. He has the homeless people come in.
Yeah.
And he checks them and then checks their prescription to a catalog of what he's got for donated glasses and matches them up as close as possible. They're telling him he's got to shut it down because he's not a licensed optometrist.
Really?
You tell me that. So I was expecting a bigger reaction than really.
I get my glasses at Walgreens. So,
so this is no different than, what I figured this would do, I'll just lead right into it. I figured it would segue naturally, but I'll just crowbar this motherfucker in.
All right.
Back where we were, when we lived near each other, there was the people that got in trouble for giving away food to the homeless.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that was driven by people in the neighborhood complaining, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't want the homeless people, you know, around, basically. They don't mind homeless people as long as they don't have to see them. if they come around and they think homeless people are like wild animals, you know? Feed them and they're just going to come around, you know?
Don't you think that you... Okay, so if I walk out of my house and I've got to step over fucking homeless people to get to my car to drive to work,
yeah,
it's going to piss me off if I got to step over a homeless fucker on my way to work.
Why is it got to be a fucker? Anyways,
so I can agree with that. I don't want anybody to be homeless, but I also don't want them sleeping in my yard.
What about the sidewalk in front of your yard?
Nope.
Well, how far away from you do they need to be before it's acceptable?
I can tell you if they sleep at a school, we'll be at least 500 feet away from each other.
Oh shit!
Far enough that I don't have to see them. If I can throw a rock at them and hit them,
far enough that I don't have to see them, I can throw a rock pretty fucking far. And especially if I'm going to try to hit a homeless person.
How comfortable is it? What's good for you?
I don't know. I've only ever seen a homeless person when I was traveling. It was like a vacation type thing, you know, like it was an oddity. They really do exist.
Did you have the kids take pictures with them and shit?
Yes. Oh, I did the selfie with the fucking duck lips. Oh my God. So
you don't have an answer. Let's say that
I don't know. Like, I have very little experience with homeless people.
Okay. So let's assume that your neighbor decides to open up as a fucking homeless shelter or whatever.
Yeah.
And it starts off where they have four homeless people sleeping in their living room. You'd hardly ever see them. You're going to be good with that.
I'll be good until they put the barrel out front with where they have the fire in it and they have the fingerless gloves. I don't want to see that. I don't like that. I don't like that visual. The barrel with the fingerless gloves. I'm good up until that point. Feed people. I don't care. What difference does it make to me?
How many people do you feed?
Me? Four.
and oddly enough,
I eat for four. So eight, I guess.
So you want everybody else to feed the homeless. You just don't want to do it.
No, I never said anything like that. Not even remotely like that.
What? You didn't answer my question. If your neighbor opens up a homeless shelter,
yeah,
and you start getting a bunch of degenerates hanging out outside, like fucking Vietnam vets and shit with their camouflage,
fucking wheelchair,
shopping carts. If you have a bunch of people bumping into your house at night with shopping carts and shit,
just slamming their fucking. I'd be good with it. My neighbor started a homeless shelter, I would be good with it. Why would I be against it?
When your kids can't go out at night or even during the daytime because they're going to get fucking butt raped by homeless Harry in a shopping cart.
Homeless Harry.
Yeah, there is zero chance that you would be okay with it if there was 40 homeless people with fingerless gloves outside and they had 6 burn barrels in your neighbor's front yard. Every time you got in your minivan to go to work, they're out there washing your windows and selling your fruit and shit.
That would be awesome.
It'd be great if they came up with like pizza. Like, hey, you want to buy a slice of pizza?
They had an oven. They could somehow make like a portable propane oven that they could strap to them. Cook pizzas. I think I just solved homelessness.
Give everybody a backpack toaster.
Everybody's got a backpack toaster, and this guy's got a backpack fountain pot machine.
And I think we're on to something.
So I think so too.
You could designate what food they carry by what race they are.
Oh God.
No, I mean, because you don't want 27 pizza guys showing up with their fucking pizza ovens on their back. You want a mixture, right?
Yep.
And you need something to drink, so that's where the fountain guy comes in.
Yep. So is there going to be a Kool-Aid guy too?
No, that's stupid. Oh, you took it too far.
I did?
You ruined the bit.
Was it Purple Drank?
All right, now you're on to something. We know what race is going to carry the cough syrup. You know, I said that I was not going to do any racial anything this whole episode.
Yeah. And what do you do? You bring it right in, right at the beginning. We're not even 15 minutes in.
Anyway. Okay. Go to this screenshot that I've got of the autistic artist.
I wasn't done.
Oh, okay. Please continue then.
I was kidding. I was done. I thought we were going in a totally different direction with that. We argue quite a bit about government regulation, and I thought that's where you're going with that, because you're one of those guys that doesn't believe in government regulation.
No, I don't believe. I believe in minimal government regulation.
Like how minimal though? Like should they regulate eyeglasses?
No, that's fucking stupid. If somebody wants to take it, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
If somebody wants to take the time to collect eyeglasses and then turn around and do the legwork to, you know, have people come in and do optometristic stuff, I'm good with it. I don't care. Fuck them. I don't care. Yeah. Just don't come to my house looking for glasses and don't go to my neighbor's house looking for fucking pizza.
What the fuck are you talking about?
put all the fucking glasses under the bridge where the homeless people live.
Problem solved. So if you're okay with, I don't understand. So when you go, you don't wear eyeglasses, but if you needed to go to the eye doctor, don't you want some sort of regulation that says this eye doctor is going to adhere to these standards when he makes your glasses the same as this eye doctor over here? You don't think that that's important?
What the fuck does that have to do with it? Yes. If I'm going to go to an eye doctor, yes, I expect him to be a licensed chiropractor or whatever the fuck those people are.
Right. But so this guy was illegally handing out prescription. They're prescription glasses. I mean.
Yeah, it's not like it's Vicodin. This is a different type of prescription.
So now there's. It's not like it's Vicodin. But if you get the wrong prescription glasses, it can fuck things up. It'll fuck your eyes up. And on top of that, you could be blind, and when you're driving your shopping cart, you can run into something. Fuck, I got no argument.
I know, you're trying, man.
I'm stretching, but I got nothing. I can't even, like, I got fucking nothing. So anyways, the screenshot you got here.
All right. Do you want to be the autistic artist or the upset customer?
I want to be the upset customer. Which one is that?
All right. So then you've got to start reading.
I want to be the artist. Are we reading? I didn't read this. Are we reading the top thing here?
Are you? Did you say you're the autistic one or the customer?
I'm the customer.
Okay, then I got to start reading. Okay. I'm the autistic artist.
Okay.
So I'm going to read the paragraph up front there, and then you read the first text bubble in the message.
Okay. So I'm white.
Which one am I?
You're orange.
No, am I autistic?
Yes. Wait. I already forgot. What were the two choices?
Fuck it.
All right. I'm the angry customer.
She ordered a set of four coffee mugs with blue glitter bays and addicted to pot on them. Then decided to spend the night stalking me on Facebook and decided that I'm too autistic and to do the order and called me retarded. By the way, the last time I posted anything about autism publicly was in January. Every autism post had privacy settings on it, so she spent a long ass time on my account to be able to see any of them. So what this is somebody was a this is a screenshot of a conversation in Facebook Messenger. Somebody was selling pots or whatever on Marketplace.
Okay.
I just thought it was an interesting conversation.
Okay. I need to cancel the order I placed yesterday morning. I no longer wish to purchase the mugs.
Hi. Since this was a custom order and I've already started working on it, I'm not able to cancel it for you. I've already applied the glitter mugs and I wouldn't be able to use them for another order.
No, that's unacceptable. I no longer want to purchase.
Can you do this in black voice?
That is my black voice.
Do it in blackface too.
Hold on. You cut me off. No. Let me start over. No. That's unacceptable. I no longer want to purchase from someone like you and have decided to go with a crafter who's more capable of doing them properly. I expect you to refund me immediately or I'll be opening a case with PayPal.
I'm very much capable of making your items. If you check the main page of my shop, you'll find that I've had over 300 sales and 5-star rating. I've never sent out anything if I thought it wouldn't be exactly what the customer wanted. I'm not sure why you would think I wouldn't be able to make these items.
I found your business page on Facebook and saw your profile. There were several posts on it about autism awareness. I thought at first that it was in support of someone you know who is autistic, but I eventually came to realize that you're the one with autism. My neighbor's son has that. And after observing his behaviors, I do not believe anyone with the disease would be able to properly make these mugs. Awesome.
Autism is a spectrum disorder. Each person with autism is different and has a different level of functioning. I'm very high functioning and I'm more than capable of making the items in my shops.
Oh, You're all the same level of retard. Cancel the damn order. You're all the same level of retard. Oh, that's so fucked. Oh, where the fuck did you find that at?
I don't remember.
So my acting skills are superb.
Yeah, I feel like your acting skills has went down tremendously.
I'm honing my craft. You can't. I'm so good. You can't even tell I'm acting anymore. I'm out of practice. That's why.
Do you think that they're like, what's your thought? Other than that person's a complete fucking douchebag. What? Like, okay. Do you blame Trump? That's what I'm getting at.
Yes. Absolutely. That's exactly what I was thinking in my head. Fucking Trump. Oh my God.
Oh fuck. All right.
Did you blame Trump? Was there somebody that was blaming Trump?
No, I it's just funny that somebody that. So you go on to somebody's messenger, whatever, and you want to get some coffee mugs made. Mm-hmm. And then you read that they have autism. Like, how ignorant do you have? I mean, I, for one, as you know, am pro autism humor.
Right.
But how fucking stupid do you have to be? How autistic do you have to be to not realize that, like,
you're the same level of retard?
If anybody, I think autistic people could probably make one hell of a coffee mug.
Fuck yes. So what I want to know is, do you think that that's real? Because you can Photoshop that shit pretty easy. You know what I mean?
Yes, I think it's real.
Really? I don't know. I was just curious what you thought. I think we should talk about that that thing that Kaya brought up.
The bathwater?
Yeah, Belle Delphine. That's interesting.
I don't like talking about it because every other show is talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it don't fucking matter. What?
All right. Let's not talk about it.
You know what? I'll bring one of our stories forward from our Patreon that we were going to do. We'll do that story on this episode, and then we'll talk about the bathwater bitch on our Patreon.
Bathwater bitch. Perfect.
All right. I'm going to jump to this Holocaust thing because Holocaust.
because why not? You know,
a mother pushed for a year to address what she described as a school leader's failure to separate truth from myth. She sent off the email with a few expectations, a routine question. Oh, you know what? You got to get on here.
Yeah, I don't know where you're at exactly.
It's the only one that's marked Holocaust on the board.
Oh, I didn't scroll down. I thought I was at the bottom of the list. Awesome.
But I'm assuming there's a black guy's face on here. So, and there's going to be quotes somewhere. So I'm going to need you to hop in.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
She sent off the email with a few expectations, a routine question seeking a routine answer. How, the mother wondered, was the Holocaust being taught at Spanish River High School? People actually wonder that. Like, I wonder how the Holocaust is being taught at our school.
Does she mean, like, how is it being taught? Like, how are they teaching it? Or, like, how are they doing that? Like, how can they do that? Which one does she mean?
I think she was actually wondering, like, are they going to bring ovens into the classroom and do demonstrations? You all right?
I'm all right. That was funny.
Thanks. All right. She wanted to make sure, she wrote to the principal, that her child's school was making Holocaust education
a priority.
That's not your black voice. That's just your yelling voice.
I didn't say that was going to be a black voice.
It has to be a black voice for it to be funny. Do it again.
All right, fine. Let's try it again.
She wanted to make sure, she wrote to the principal, that her child's school was making Holocaust education.
They don't say it be like it is, but it do.
The response she received 5 days later. You're so fucking hacky.
Oh, that was terrible.
In April 2018 was anything but routine. In an email reply, Principal William Latson assured her that the school had
a variety of activities.
There you go. Takes you a little bit, but you get there.
See?
For Holocaust education. But he explained that the lessons are
not forced upon individuals, as we have the same rights, but not all the same beliefs.
This principal sounds like he has fucking autism.
He does.
The mother, who asked not to be named to protect her child's identity, was stunned. Was the principal of one of Palm Beach County's largest public schools suggesting that the Holocaust was a belief rather than an actual event? Thinking Lotson simply had expressed himself poorly, she wrote back asking him to clarify his comments.
The Holocaust is a factual historical event,
she wrote.
It is not a right or a belief. This is a different person, but it's the same person.
You see what had happened, Will. It's like it in your mind, every black person is like, hello, Mr. Bones.
Right.
She expected a chastened response. Instead, the veteran principal doubled down.
Not everyone believes the Holocaust happened,
he wrote, according to email. Take two.
Yeah. Not everyone believes that the Holocaust happened.
I could overlay those two and nobody could tell the difference between
them. I could tell the difference. The inflection was wrong.
He wrote, according to email records obtained by the Palm Beach Post through a public records request.
And you have your thoughts, but we are a public school and not all of our parents have the same beliefs.
Who Who doesn't believe?
We're going to have to go back to the beginning because prepping for this, I have no idea what I just read. I don't even know what's going on in the story. You're laughing, but I'm fucking serious. So what's going on now? I have no fucking clue what's going on. My reading retention skills out the fucking window.
All right.
I can't act and retain when I'm reading at the same time.
So you are literally a talking head.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So I
will tell you what happened.
All right, perfect. Fill me in on what I just read.
Here's the cliff notes. Lady wrote to her principal, school's principal, and the response from the principal was that they are treating the Holocaust as a suggestion more than a fact. Because there's,
is that what I read?
Yes. Because there's Holocaust deniers, so not everyone believes that it's true.
Uh-huh. This is fake. This is fake news. There's no fucking way that's real.
So here's what I think. So there's a level of retard. And I don't mean, I mean retard. You know people that read shit on the internet and then believe that it's true.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people.
Right, but that's what this is. I mean, a big group of people have started saying that the Holocaust didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
And then this president, this, what the fuck is he, principal, not wanting to dump the apple cart over, is trying to walk a line on I'm not going to upset anybody, so we're just going to treat it, you know, so everybody's beliefs are equal.
But that's stupid. If your grandma got burned in an oven, your beliefs are better, are more important. That's not what I meant. But I mean,
what if my grandma got burnt in a pizza oven and fucking Pizza Hut?
Yeah. So then you can talk about that, pizza ovens all you want.
That proves the Holocaust happened because
yes.
She burned her hand on the fucking oven.
Was she Jewish? How do we end up talking about the Holocaust? What the fuck?
Are you already drunk?
No. Well, I mean, I don't think so. I'm not even drinking, so maybe I am. Yeah. Palm Beach Post. Is that real? Is this a real?
Yeah.
I mean.
All right. So we will jump into.
There's no way. I just can't even. First of all, do you believe that the Holocaust happened?
For the most part, yeah.
All right. Do you believe there was like 6 people died, 8 people? How many people do you think? I mean, you know.
I know for certain that over 142 people died in the years that the Holocaust was going on.
142. Did you pull that number out of your ass? Because it was only like 40 people. At most, this whole thing is way overblown. Jesus,
it's a stupid premise. Yeah, where else do they get all them shoes in the monuments? That's all I got.
That's all I got. Somebody had to make those shoes.
Oh fuck! Tombstone. We're jumping to Tombstone Spider-Man.
Those are two words that shouldn't be together, but okay.
It's interesting you should say that. Disney denies dad's request to put Spider-Man on 4-year-old son's grave. Disney reported.
What let me the tell you. Fuck.
Disney reportedly refused to allow a grieving father in England to place an etching of Spider-Man on the grave of his 4-year-old son because the media giant said it wants to preserve the innocence and magic of the company's characters. Ollie Jones, whose family lives outside London in the county of Kent. How come they write everything like it's
backwards?
They still got kings and shit.
I don't know.
I live in the state of Missouri in the county of Rock. Died of a rare genetic. Ollie Jones, whose family lives outside London in the county of Kent, died of a rare genetic disease and was given a Spider-Man send-off. It featured a horse-drawn carriage decorated with red and blue balloons. British newspaper Metro reported his family's last trip together had been to Disneyland so he could meet his superhero. Ollie's dad, Lloyd Jones, reportedly asked the local council for permission to decorate the boy's gravestone with Spider-Man likeness. He was referred to copyright owner Disney, which rejected the request. I felt sure they would allow it. He was quoted as saying, Lloyd said the movie giant is trying to disassociate their characters with death and thought the decision. People die in every Disney movie. Like,
yes. So fucking stupid. So why didn't this guy just do it? Why did he call like, hey, Disney, my kid died. Can I use this? Just do it, you stupid ass. You think Disney's going to send a rep to the fucking cemetery? Couldn't think of the word.
I'll reread this sentence then. Ollie's dad, Lloyd Jones, reportedly asked the local council for permission to decorate the boy's gravestone with Spider-Man's likeness. He was referred to copyright owner Disney, which rejected the request. I think in England, the council was the cemetery.
Oh. Call it a cemetery then. If you're going to write for America, write American.
Lloyd said the movie giant is trying to disassociate the characters with death and thought the decision was about money. You think? He added, that makes no sense to me. Characters die in their films all the time. I think this is all about the money. Lloyd's brother Jason added, this meant everything to us. Hmm. Here's the part that I really like. A company rep wrote, we follow a policy that began with Walt Disney himself that does not permit the use of characters on headstones, cemetery or memorial markers or funeral urns. Although we cannot grant the family's request, we would be pleased to commemorate your nephew with a hand-inked, hand-painted, personalized action frame from the movie that recognizes his love for Spider-Man, which will read, for your nephew. How fucking... Can you imagine how pissed off you would be if it's like, no, so your son's nephew, whatever the fuck, his dream is to have a Spider-Man headstone, and yeah, you can't have that, but here's a picture...
Here's a picture. So
I it actually surprised me that Disney said no. I would assume like Kiss, the way they are with their marketing.
Yeah.
That they would say no. You know, I mean, you could kick them $8 and then put Kiss on your tombstone or whatever the fuck, but
fucking Gene Simmons with fucking tongue out on your fucking tombstone. God, that's terrible. So this made me think of something.
Go on and tell me.
I'm trying to think of how I formulate this, I guess. So do you have plans for your, I guess it wouldn't be plans for your own funeral, but I mean, do you have like wishes for after you're gone and all that? I mean, yeah. I think the whole idea about funerals and headstones, I think it's weird. It's fucking weird to me. I don't quite understand it. Like there are people that buy plots of land when they're still alive to be buried in after they're dead. Does that make any sense to you?
I wasn't even listening. What'd you say?
Oh shit.
What'd you say that about people buying plots of land?
Yeah, they buy their burial plot when they're still alive.
Yeah, that's called being responsible.
Responsible, really. It's you think that it's a responsibility for me to buy a piece of land for after I am dead for me to lay in? That's retarded. That's not responsible.
No, if you're not going to get cremated. If you intend on getting buried, yes, it is responsible for you to take care of that so your loved ones don't have to.
I don't throw me in a fucking ditch. I'm dead. I don't care. That's my point. It's stupid. The whole thing is stupid.
I agree with all of that. There's people that don't agree with this, is what I was referring to.
They're idiots.
That's fine. Okay, so then that's the end of the show. They're idiots.
If you'd like to donate to our Patreon. So I think that the whole, what's a funeral cost? Like $30 million. I mean, they can literally charge whatever they want and do whatever they want because you're a grieving family. You're not in a position where you're at all able to negotiate anything. They're preying on people's emotions. It's why does it cost however $10,000 to bury somebody? I don't understand. And why we know that it's a scam. Why can't we get ahead of that?
I don't understand how you don't know why it costs so much. You got to have the Undertaker. You got to have Paul Bearer. You got to have Kane.
Are those wrestlers?
Yes.
Perfect.
I'm glad you cut me off there because that was just the three that I had. That
perfect. It was like it was scripted that way.
Yeah. So I just the cheapest way that I know to go is to get cremated.
What's that cost?
Like $80. Really? I'm going to do it myself.
I'm going to do it myself on the way out. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. I'll shut the lights off on the way out.
I have a feeling that when they burn me, when I get cremated, that it's going to be an event. There's so much grease and shit that's going to come out of me. It's going to start an even bigger fire and it's just lava and shit.
The whole town is going to burn. So I've already got my eternal resting place picked out. Me and my wife bought a can of coffee and I kept this. I'm not even a joke. I bought a can of coffee and when it was empty, I kept it. And that's what I'm getting my ashes put in. That's what she's going to keep me in.
So I don't even want my ashes kept.
Like, I don't either. I don't care. I just thought it was funny. If you're going to keep them, you got to do it in the funniest way possible. I lived a certain way. I want to be dead for eternity a certain way in a fucking coffee can with duct tape around it. That's awesome.
You know where would be a good thing is if you were to decide that you wanted to be buried, your ashes anyway. If you were to follow the link at patreon.com/who's right, it'll take you to get your very own coffee mug.
Smooth.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm good with just taking my ashes and throwing them in the backyard or something, throw them in the river. I don't care.
I think you can just cremate me in the oven. You know, warm me up in the microwave first, cremate me in the oven. I'm dead. What fucking difference does it make?
That would be awesome if your wife tried cremating you in the oven.
Cutting me into little pieces, throwing me in the oven as biggest chunks that'll fit. I'm cool with that.
I wonder if we can get her to do that.
To kill me?
Yeah.
I think if enough people donated to our Patreon, yeah.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Anyway, fuck Disney.
Oh, Jesus criminy. Something else happened that I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what the fuck it was.
Oh, fuck. I forgot all about this.
What's that?
So there's this Facebook group that started up, and they started up as a support Facebook group, okay? Mm-hmm. And they garnered a fuck ton of followers. Mm-hmm. And then they changed their name to Christians Against the Little Mermaid.
What?
So you know that they're remaking the Little Mermaid with that black girl, Halle Bailey?
No, it's Halle Berry.
Nope.
In my mind, it is.
Anyway, whatever. So they waited till they had thousands and thousands of followers. Then they changed their name to Christians Against the Little Mermaid. And then it's just filled with racist rants. So and nobody knew why all of a sudden all this racist shit was showing up on their Facebook feed.
Uh-huh.
It's some funny shit.
It's some funny shit.
So I thought I saved some. God damn it.
So did they just happen to pick this one as a time to change their name? Obviously, they've been building their membership for a while, waiting for the perfect time to flip it.
Yeah, it was just a troll account. Yeah.
Wow. Let's do that. That's amazing.
Fuck.
So how did they get – it was a support group, and then when they flipped it, all of the members just started being racist? I don't understand. I guess I don't understand how Facebook works.
Yes. If you are a member of a racist group, you have to start signing racist shit.
Oh. All right.
I'm trying to look. So I ended up sending a request to join the group.
Oh.
So I'm going to see if I can still get in there, because some of the posts were pretty funny. I thought I had them already fucking pulled.
Oh, so you're actually in the group?
Yeah.
Did you say anything racist yet?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I have to. I'm in the group. I don't want to get kicked out.
I don't want to get kicked out.
Oh, fuck. They booted me. God damn it. God
damn it. This whole controversy with Ariel, it was all contrived. It's not real. Nobody's really mad about that.
Do you really believe that? You believe that that nobody cares?
I believe that the numbers are small of people that actually care. Yes. Very, very small. But I believe that they amplify those voices so much to make it seem like there is so much more than there is. Yes, absolutely.
To what end? What's the point? I believe you.
To divide the country. That's every single thing that happens. This is the way it goes down every single time, over and over and over. And they just keep doing it. They want to divide the country.
Who's they? The Russians?
Yes, duh.
The Turks?
Yes, duh.
The them. Turkish Russians?
Anybody that's them at the time. Them. Just point. Click the bell or slam that like button or... What do they say? Smash that subscribe button.
You fuck. So you really don't have any idea. Like when you say they are trying to divide the country, who is they?
I don't think that they is a particular person. I think that this is a long game that between governments, all of the governments in the world, most of them, and corporations, which are the same, basically the people who have power, they want to keep the power. So what they're doing is creating a system where people fight against each other, and then when everybody gets so amped up, they're basically begging the government or begging corporations to take away their freedoms from them. Please take away my free speech rights. Slam me. Slam the ham. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? I will slam you. Who talks like that? Come on, guy.
You are so easy. I don't even have to argue with anymore.
Stop
talking.
I'm already out.
Okay, so I want to go back over what you said. Okay. They who are trying to divide our country, mm-hmm. are all the other governments and all the corporations.
Yes. People in power. Yes. People with money. It's all about money. It's always about money. Twitter, Facebook, Google.
So think
all
about
all of them are.
I'm serious, Anthony. I want to know who, when you say they started this Ariel thing, Areola. The Areolas are too brown. I think that's what this whole debate was about.
Yes.
They started it because they're trying to divide the country. Like Target and Kmart and Walmart and TWA, are they still a fucking airline? I don't know.
What the fuck is TWA? Oh, I don't know those companies specifically, but the shareholders of those companies, the people at the very top,
like how many people is they?
I don't know. I don't know. Six? I don't fucking know. How would I know that?
Like, do you think that somebody in a room somewhere, like there's a group of people that say, okay, how are we going to do this? And somebody says, why don't we pretend that everybody's upset that Ariel is black now?
I don't think that it happens quite that way, but I think there are small groups that are working on every single front of our culture, our society, and finding a person that says Ariel's black and I don't like that. There's people that say that actually believe that. Okay, whatever. So these groups of people are looking for that. Oh, slam the side. Yeah. Slam. Fuck, man. You fucked me all up.
So this comment, just those of you that are listening to the podcast,
fuck you guys.
Comment come up that says the comment delay is hilarious. By the time that came up, Goldfish Boy forgot he was talking about slamming the subscribe button.
Goldfish
boy. I love the fact that people are calling you Goldfish Boy.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with what?
Goldfish Boy. I'm good with that.
You missed the fucking joke, you douchebag.
Nope, I wasn't going to let you have that easy one. It was way too easy for you. You think I'm just going to give it to you? No.
Give me
what? You got to work for it. I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I got it. All right. That was... You shouldn't let me have that.
It was worth it, wasn't it? Have I ever came on this show and tried to tell anybody how smart I am? Come on. I'm a big dummy. can't make fun of retards. It's not nice. You're asking me questions that I don't know the answer to. I don't know who they are, but it's the people that are in charge. And they are looking for cracks in our society, and they are exploiting those cracks and trying to widen those cracks. That's what they're doing. They can't, if we all agreed that we're being screwed by the people at the top, then we would all, it would be in our best interest to stand up to the people at the top. Well, if we can't even agree that white people and black people are equal, well, then how are we ever going to fight the people at the top that are screwing us? So they want to keep us fighting with each other. It's the goal, so they can stay in charge. You know I'm right.
I don't know that I care.
I think it's been going on forever, but
okay. Do you think that she was picked solely because she was black? And if so, are you okay with that?
I haven't looked into it that much, so I don't know. But if she was picked solely because she was black, I'm not necessarily okay with it, but I don't care enough to be mad about it. I don't give a shit. It's a fucking movie. I don't care.
Okay.
I think if everybody just...
You have all these comments on everything else. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to keep the conversation going forward. Now you just don't care.
So,
and a month ago or a year ago, had I asked you, what do you think about changing a character's race strictly to make it a black Disney princess?
Yeah, I think that's shitty. I just said that. I think it's shitty, but
you fucking racist.
But in the, it's meaningless. I mean, it's shitty and we shouldn't do it. What does that mean? What does that mean, Wing Wong?
He can't talk back. Will you keep talking?
No, I was waiting for him to reply. I don't know what I really don't know what that means. The first woke white person. Do you know what he means?
I don't care. I'm not showing you comments anymore. It fucking derails everything.
I said, I don't care. And you got to stop it. Here, we'll do this. I said, I don't care about this fucking movie. It's a fucking movie. And you're like, oh, all this time. And then you said you don't care. You've been saying you don't care this whole time. Nah, I don't care.
All right. Yeah. You got anything else you want to talk about before we get done with this?
I don't think so. You never told me what you think. What do you even think about this areola thing? Areola business.
I think brown areolas are just as important as the pink ones.
Really? That's a controversial opinion.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think brown areolas are three-fifths of a pink areola?
Yep. Usually they're like 6 3/5 of a pink areola.
I think I have the same opinion as you. If like Disney sat down, like big Disney decided, they sat down and said, you know what, we've got to have some diversity in, mm-hmm. you know, the only people applying for these princess jobs at the theme parks are black girls. So we've got to do something.
That's awesome. Okay. All right.
So if Big Disney's sitting down and thinking that they're gonna, you know, introduce diversity, mm-hmm. and they say we are going to make this white princess now a black princess, mm-hmm. I don't honestly care, mm-hmm. and I don't mean that like I don't care because it's a fucking movie. I mean, it is a made up character. So if they want her to be a man, with fucking downs, I don't give a shit. I would pay awesome. To see that.
Just like a double amputee. He doesn't have a tail, just stumps.
He was blown up by a fucking some device in Iraq, and now he's a mermaid with
oh god. So the problem comes in is that next year, the year after that, whatever, a traditionally black character will be made to be one shade lighter than they were originally, and people will just lose their shit. You know what I mean? Like, we're supposed to just accept it when racism comes our way.
Who the fuck is a traditionally black character?
Who's that guy that was in Roots? What's his name? Yeah, he said his name like six times. Toby? No, it's Toby.
You're gonna have it played.
This is a stupid bit.
They're gonna have Kunta Kinte played by Kiefer Sutherland.
I hope so. It'd be Nicolas Cage. Oh fuck, man!
Wouldn't that be Nicolas Cage?
Nope.
All right.
I'm sweating. It's hot in here.
All right.
Oh my god.
All right. So we've got to head over to our. I just read this fucking tweet.
Uh-oh.
Not tweet. This message comes up that says they've been doing that over Pokemon. And
we talked about that.
That got into my head, and I was going to say, well, we've got to head over to our Pokemon.
Yep.
But what I meant to say is we're going to go record our Patreon feed. So those of you that are subscribed to our Patreon, I guess join us. Fuck, I don't know what to tell you.
Or don't.
Or don't. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Bye.
All right.
And there we go. Sorry, guys. Right. So what's the concept of the show? What's damn it, my joke doesn't fit then. Fair enough. That about sums it up.